Now, Bahraini government forces shoot a young protester in the head near the town of Sitra. Hossein Kazem al-Halal was shot with direct bullets in the village of Wadian during an anti-regime march. The young man was taken to a health centre for treatment as police surrounded the area. The recent protests are held in solidarity with prisoners and against the upcoming Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix. The Persian Gulf state has been shaken by a popular revolution since March 2011. Anti-al-Khalifa protesters demand greater rights and an end to discrimination by their rulers. From West Virginia, I'm joined by Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, another protester is killed in Bahrain. Despite the killing of people and the suppression of the uprising by the both by the Bahraini and Saudi forces in Bahrain, how much do you think the Bahrain revolution has reached its goals?
Hassan, the shooting today of Hassan Kazem Halal is another casualty of the Saudi forces, which have occupied Bahrain since March of 2011, when the people rose up to demand democracy and the ouster of the 230-year-old monarchy. Now, the people are determined, they're resolute in their goal to establish a democratic government, and the Bahraini people have continued to protest on a regular basis. The regime, meanwhile, with the backing of the United States, acts with impunity, continuing to arrest, imprison, torture, and murder democratic activists, and proclaiming to the world that there's no conflict going on in Bahrain, except for a few externally directed attacks. Now, this is despite the fact that three quarters of the population, Hassan, are out on the Bahraini streets on a regular basis, demanding the abdication of the king and the replacement of the monarchy with a democratic government. So the people are tired of living under an oppressive government, under the tutelage of a regime that shoots them with birdshot and tear gas, that imprisons and tortures the people, and then murders and harasses its citizens. So the people are not giving up, and they are determined to call attention to the conflict going on in Bahrain, to the repression of the Al-Khalifa monarchy that has been in power for 230 years, and they're calling on the athletes for the Formula One to boycott this upcoming Formula One race in Bahrain on April 21.
Indeed, and what do you think the West has remained silent about the suppression in Bahrain?
The West remains silent because we have decided that it's better to have cheap oil with a repressive regime than to live up to our espoused values of democracy. We are acting hypocritically, and it is something that should be condemned worldwide. Many Americans, the more they learn about what's going on in Bahrain, the more they are very frustrated with the Obama administration and with our government for siding with dictators, with thieves, with murderers, with the al-Saud regime, which has to be the most repressive regime on the face of the earth.
Indeed. Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at University of Bahrain from West Virginia, thanks for your thoughts, sir.